I speak in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We emerge this week from our wilderness wanderings and find ourselves caught up in a parade, a party, a procession of palms. It has been a long journey to arrive at the gates of Jerusalem, where Jesus will make his grand entry into the heart of the political power and religious authority. We have not arrived here by chance. We have spent a considerable time remembering who we are and whose we are. We have spent weeks returning our hearts to the heart of all hearts. As pilgrims on this Lenten journey, we have devoted the last 5 weeks to intentionally imitating Christ, repenting, coming together, and embracing the new thing that God is already doing within us and among us. It has been a season of turning our hearts to the one whose promises are bigger than the stars, a season of fasting from the things that harm while feasting on grace. If we have walked the pathway in purposeful prayer and self-reflection, we discover that the very landscape of our hearts has been turned and cultivated. What was once a rocky desert is beginning to blossom with new and tender shoots. Jesus determinedly set his face towards Jerusalem, and the time was now come to enter the city. We remember that in Luke's Gospel, opened in Jerusalem with Zechariah ministering in the temple and the infant Jesus blessed by Simeon and Anna. Luke has already put on their lips that Jesus is the one who will bring salvation. And it's Anna who added that he will redeem Jerusalem. The drama of the Passion is a bookend in this gospel that at long last brings Jesus and the holy city together again. As the Jewish people filled the city to remember God's liberative act of delivering the Hebrews from slavery in Egypt, tension and anticipation would have been thick in the air. As Roman imperialism crushed and oppressed God's people, Pilate made the trip into town to uphold the law and order. Pilate must have entered the city in a procession of pomp, complete with war horses and an armoured army. In stark contrast to this display of military might, Jesus arrives just before the Passover feast and curiously instructs 2 disciples to borrow a colt for him to ride. When the owners asked the 2 what they were doing, they answered, as Jesus had told them, "The Lord needs it." Will we carry the good news to the oppressed and to those whose hearts are in need of binding, even if it means putting ourselves in danger? After a cloak is spread over the colt and more are laid on the ground, the simple parade begins. It's a procession of humility and gentleness. It's a demonstration of meekness and vulnerability. As we hear an echo of the song of both the angels and Simeon from Luke, we have to rethink what kind of king is being blessed here. One who comes ultimately to bring about God's peace. By now you may have noted that that probably there's something missing from the parade. And as Luke tells us, it's actually palms. Instead of waving signs of victory, of paradise, of the fertile ground of new life, Luke emphasizes instead the act of spreading cloaks on the ground. Here, we have an act of deep reverence and subservience as we in our sanctuaries are lifted up and waving our palm branches. Perhaps there is a complementary action of laying down that need to occur. As we lift up our shouts and praise on this Palm Sunday, may we also lay down ways of living that do not honour God, our neighbour, and the life around us. We lift up our palms with the songs to bless the one who comes in peace. Might we also lay down the superficial cries of victory and triumph. As we lift up our eyes to see a vision of earth and heaven made one, might we also lay down our expectations of how God will change us and our world, of how God will come into our lives to accomplish this. As we lift up the cup of salvation and call it out in the name of the Lord, might we also lay down our hearts until they burn with the desires of God's heart. And in our lifting up and laying down, God might just weave us into a tapestry of the resurrection. The triumphant parade with shouts of joy and blessings will cause our hearts to rise and swell to the highest of highs. The excitement of the voiceless parade where Jesus was accepted by the crowds will fade, and our hearts will slip to the depths of despair, and Jesus is rejected. Holy Week brings us to a space and a time for lament, for struggle, and for sorrow. Time slows and we will walk through betrayal and unanswered prayer into darkness and death. Today, as we celebrate love incarnate, who came to live and work and dance amongst us, perhaps we are the borrowed colt. Perhaps we need to lay down our coats to line the way. The story continues, and we have prepared our feet to follow its path with a hope that is stronger than despair, a light that is stronger than darkness, and a love that is stronger than death. Amen.